USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The killing of Gabby Petito and the disappearance of the person of interest in her death, her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is prompting an attorney in Florida to put up a $20,000 bounty to track down his whereabouts. Tatiana Buoff, a lawyer and mom of two, saying, "I think every missing child is a parent's worst nightmare. We hope that together we can get some answers and some justice for Gabby." Reality TV star Dog the Bounty Hunter also joining in the search for Laundrie. Former President Trump is rallying voters in Georgia Saturday in support of Republican campaigns to win back the House from Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections.
1 year from now, Georgia is going to be a central battleground in our fight to rescue our beloved nation.
The former president in Perry, Georgia. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Next week, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley will testify before Congress on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says the administration is leaving behind Americans still in the country.
This administration is acting as if we are done with Afghanistan. We are done getting Americans out.
Ernst continuing on Fox News by saying there will be questions about the U.S. soldiers who were killed near the Kabul airport during the evacuation.
We lost 13 souls, those brave service members, in the last few days of this haphazard withdrawal. We need to know and understand what has happened.
The 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. President Biden and Vice President Harris have nothing on their public schedules this weekend. President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. Last weekend he spent it at the beach in Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Lawmakers are facing a key deadline regarding the debt limit and funding the government. This comes as the House is slated to vote on the roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, while Democrats are also eyeing to move forward with a $3.5 trillion spending package. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez tells Fox News where he stands regarding the debt limit debate.
Look, the Democrats own the House, they own the Senate, and they own the White House. It's their job to keep the government open. They don't successfully keep the government open, then that's on them. You know, they want to take all the credit for spending all this money. Well, they need to learn how to govern as well.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, it seems like everyone is paying attention to it now.
The legacy media seems to be paying attention to the border crisis now that systemic racism is alleged to be an issue. Patrice Onwuka, director of the Center for Economic Opportunity at the Independent Women's Forum, joined John Bachman Now on Newsmax to discuss the border crisis in light of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's denial of an open border.
They cannot get this border under control. And the legacy media is only now caring because there seems to be a narrative that black people somehow are being targeted and that this is akin to slave patrols back in the 17 and 1800s.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.